yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point, it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
Hey there. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to yet another amazing episode on LifePod with C. And I officially welcome you to the fourth season on LifePod with C. It's been an amazing journey, and I can't thank everyone who have been with me or who have gone on this journey with me, especially those who have gone on this journey with me from the very beginning. I want to say a very big thank you. Four seasons. That's a big deal. Today I'm talking about love, and what is it about love that you haven't heard before? What is it about love that you haven't heard before? I'm sure you must have heard everything there is to hear about love. And so, for some of you, what you're hearing today might be the very first time you're hearing it. And that's props to me. And then for others, it's going to be my reminder. But whatever it is, I believe you're going to be receiving value from what I'll be sharing with you today. Coughing season. What's coughing season? I had a meeting with my team, because before every episode, we always take time to brainstorm and think about what we have to talk or what we have to do next on the episode. And so I had a meeting with my team, and we're just thinking, what do we do? How do we go about this, how do we go about the next episode? And so we kept brainstorming. We kept thinking about it. What kind of ideas do we come up with? And one of us came up with a really great idea. Love, daily bread, and breakfast. That was the first concept that came. But then I began to think about it. I was like, I needed something more catchy, something that would spark up, curiosity. By the way, it did the job, because when I put it out on my status, I started getting some kind of engagement. People were now wondering, they were asking questions, they wanted to know more and all of that. So, I would say it did the job. So I thought of it. I was like, coughing season. I remembered the very first time I heard about coughing season, or the very first time I saw anything that had to do with coughing season, was Pastor Mike Todd. It was one of his, it's a message that I'm sure it's available on, I'm sure it's littered everywhere on the internet. Now, what's coughing season? Coughing season basically is a period. I'm laughing because that was the same reaction when I saw the definition. That it's a period when there is a rise in the desire to get into a relationship. And then they said it's usually between October and March. So they say it's a period when there is the high desire or a high rise in the desire. There's a rise in the desire to get into or to jump into relationships, as the case may be. So that's coughing season. That's the meaning of coughing season. But we are looking at it on a broader ground. So we want to use this episode to look at love under three groupings: the desires, frustrations, and fears. But before I go on, I would like to point out something. In the generation, or in the times that we live in, the idea of love has been perversed so much. We now have a group of people, we now have a generation that have a lot to say about love and have little understanding of what love really is. And honestly, I know what I'm saying, but right now, as I'm saying it, I'm wondering, does it really now make sense at this point? Because how do you have so much to say about something and yet have little or maybe even no understanding of that thing that you're talking about? And so it brings us to this understanding. First of all, we need to understand that love originated from God. And that's why Bible says, God is love. God is love. Let's start from there. So that also means that anybody who does not have God does not have love. Is that accurate? Is that correct? Anybody who does not have God does not have love. Is that accurate? Let's start a conversation around that. Let's talk about it. So tell me what you think. After you've listened to this episode, just go ahead and tell me what you think. You can send me a message, or you can send me a DM on Instagram at CEEOKOYE. And let's just talk about it. I'd really love to hear from you, because we have a follow-up episode after now. After this episode, we have a follow-up episode. But let's talk about it. Now, Bible says God is love. And so it means that the easiest way for you to express or experience love is to have God. All right? Because when you have God, it is almost impossible to not have that character, because it is a major character. It's the personality of God. It is what summarizes the nature of God. Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." I hope you also know that when we talk about love, it's not something that is restricted or streamlined to people in relationships. And please, all of you in relationships, let the singles breathe. You have that responsibility. Let the singles do what? Breathe. Please, y'all. Please. Please. Again, please. Oh, my goodness. But yeah. When we talk of love, love is not something that is only experienced in the confines of a relationship. You know, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, or a married couple, husband and wife. No. Bible says, owe no man nothing but love. I think that's how it's put. Mommy, please forgive me. my mom is going to be like, Chima, so you don't know where it is in the Bible. Don't worry. After this episode, I'll go and study it. And once I find it, I'll send you a WhatsApp message with the scripture. Don't worry. I promise you. But owe no man nothing but love. So when we talk about love, we're talking about love also in friendship. So we're not just talking about people in a relationship. But let's just let's go over to what we have to do today. Today, we want to consider love under the following headings. We have the frustrations that come with love. We have the desires. And then we have the fears. I'm going to try to be as fast as possible with these things. Now, what would you say frustration is? Frustration, pretty much, are those things that make you feel impatient, or your frustration are those things that irritates you. But just for the sake of clarity, let's check for the meaning of frustration. It says it's the feeling of being upset or annoyed as a result of being unable to change or achieve something. So when we say frustrations in a love relationship, that is, what are those things that you are annoyed about when you are not able to change them? That's what we're talking about. And then we have desires. What are those things you look forward to? What are those things you want to see in your relationship? And then fears, those things you dread the most that you wouldn't love to see. But let's start off with frustrations. The first frustration I have here is lack of communication. Every relationship thrives on communication. I don't know how I can emphasize on this so that... let me see if I can bring my microphone closer. Every relationship... Now, this does not only concern couples. That's whether boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. Whether partners, whether business partners, whether siblings, whether parents and children, whatever kind of relationship at all, every relationship thrives on communication. Let me put it this way. Every relationship will suffer when the factor of communication is pulled off. So, lack of communication is a frustration in every relationship. What communication does is that it clarifies things. It makes things clearer. It simplifies things. It makes a task easier. Communication. Lack of communication. Another frustration in a relationship or in relationships, as the case may be here, is trust issues. Let me say this about trust, and everybody who is listening to this already knows about this, but if you don't know, please listen to this. Trust is easier to lose, but very difficult to gain. You know that, right? It is way easier to lose someone's trust than to gain someone's trust. So, when you have been able to gain your partner's trust, you want to do, especially when that person is someone you value and cherish the most, you want to do everything within your power, within your capacity, within your strength to protect that trust that you have gained. Because once lost, you will need to work again to gain it. Trust issues. Another frustration in relationships, misunderstanding. When you see something as 6 and your partner is seeing it as 9, or your wife or your husband is seeing it as 9, misunderstandings. I hope that analogy is correct. Please correct me if it's not. Please correct me if it's not correct. But misunderstanding, when both parties see things differently, misunderstandings. Another frustration in relationships, commitment issues. How can I explain commitment issues now? When you commit to doing something, it means that you say, I will do this thing, and you go beyond saying you will do it to actually do it. Or you say, I will not do this thing, and then you go beyond your word to actually not do it. Commitment issues. Being a man or a woman of your word. Staying true to your word. Commitment. That is a frustration in a relationship. Another issue is compatibility tests. But let me ask this question. And this is a test for people who are going to be listening to this episode. Send me your responses after now, and we're going to feature them in our next, in the follow-up episode. Do you think there is anything, or do you think there is such thing as compatibility? Do you marry, or do you end up with someone, or do you marry someone because you know that you are compatible with this person? Let me get your answers on that. Another frustration is emotional unavailability. You cannot be with someone you love and you are not emotionally available for that person. When you are not emotionally attached to someone you say you love, it just becomes every other relationship. Another one is unequal effort. This is something that we see on a daily basis. This is such a big deal in every relationship. Unequal effort. You can't be with someone and then you are putting in effort. You are putting in 90% of effort, and the other person is putting in 10% of the effort. It's not going to cut it. Chris Rock said something that really blew my mind. He said it takes 2 people to move a couch. It takes 2 people to move a couch. Where one person is trying to move the couch, he may or she may be able to move the couch, but it becomes way easier when 2 people who are committed to moving this couch take up that task. Another frustration, lack of appreciation. We can't overemphasize on this. appreciate your wife. Appreciation makes that person feel seen. Appreciate them for the things that, for the little efforts they put in. Appreciate them for even their potentials. Appreciate them. Appreciate your wife. Appreciate your husband. Appreciate your girlfriend. Appreciate your boyfriend. Lack of appreciation is a major frustration in relationships. Constant arguments. Boy. Constant arguments. Going back and forth, you know, it's a frustration. A major frustration. Then we have feeling unloved or feeling undervalued. These are frustrations in relationships. And here's the last one I have on my list. This is the strongest one. This is the strongest one. Unmet or uncommunicated expectations. This is a major frustration in relationships or in a love relationship, in marriages and all of that. Unmet or uncommunicated expectations. What do I mean by this? Let me start with unmet expectations. You have a conversation with your loved one. Maybe you guys were dating. While you guys were dating, you talked about, oh, this is what I love. This is what I love. This is what I love. Or this is what I, you know, things that you are looking forward to, things you like, your interests and all of that. And this person commits to making sure that, oh yeah, the fact that you're telling me is an indication that I should be able to, you know, do something, right? Mm-hmm. But you get into the relationship and it becomes the opposite. You begin to experience all manner of things that does not even correlate with what you, the conversation you guys had from the beginning. Unmet expectation. That's one. The senior brother of that is uncommunicated expectations. How do you even want me to know what you like when you have never told me what you like? Uncommunicated expectations. And so that's all we have for frustrations. Let's jump over to desires. What are those things you love to see or you're looking forward to or you're anticipating in this relationship that you're in? Desires. We have genuine communication, long-lasting love. There's nobody who wants to get in a relationship and then, or get into a marriage and then 2 weeks after they want to call it quits. No, nobody really wants to do that. Nobody, even those marriages that dissolve 2 days after, I don't think they entered with the mindset that, oh boy, after 2 days, I'd come out. No, nobody. You understand? So I believe that every average person wants to have a beautiful, wants to have a long-lasting relationship or marriage or whatever it is. So long-lasting love, that's a desire. Emotional support. Emotional support comes from words that you say, the kinds of words that you say, the kind of words you use on your spouse, the way you carry them, emotional support. Then respectful partnership. We have mutual growth. In as much as I want to grow, I also want my wife to grow. I also want my girlfriend to grow. Mutual growth. Honest communication. I should be clear. I should be open. I think that's what we would term as, what's the word now? Transparency. I believe that's the same thing. Then shared values. I believe you want to be able to share the same kind of values, life values, goals, you know, same kind of values. You want to be able to share. It might not be the same, but something similar. It doesn't have to be, you know, poles apart. But yeah, shared values. Loyalty. I want to be able to be with someone who knows that, who in her heart says, this man is my own and I am his. Loyalty. Even if he's headed for the rocks, I am going there with him. Even if he's headed to the mountaintop, even if he's headed for the mountaintops, I am there with him. Even if he's going deep down, I am there with him. Loyalty. It is the same thing for the guys too. Every woman wants a man who will be there for her. No matter how things turn out to be, no matter how how things are. You understand? Then quality time. We want quality time. You want to be able to spend. In fact, you know that every average human has time as his greatest asset. And so when your fellow human decides that I want to share my time with you, it is such a big love language. In my opinion, though, I don't know about any other person, but in my opinion, I think that's such an interesting love language, quality time. Then lastly on my list here, talking about the desires in relationships or in love, when it comes to love, we have emotional intimacy. I wanted to say emotional damage. Emotional intimacy. See, I don't know how to explain this, but the worst place to be is to be with someone who is not emotionally invested in you, or for you to be with someone with whom you're not emotionally invested in. Your emotion is how you transfer whatever you have going on the inside out to the person. The emotion is like the energy, it's like the fuel, it's like the driving force you use to now transfer what you have on your inside out. That's the best way I can explain emotional intimacy. And then lastly on our list here, fears. The last subheading here, fears. What are the fears that we have attached to love? The first fear we have here, heartbreak. If you are in love with someone, one of the things you will be afraid of, one of the things, it's the last thing you will ever anticipate, and that's heartbreak. Then we have infidelity. Nobody wants to be with someone who will be running, jumping around. You sleep with this one, you sleep with the other one. You finish with that one, you go to... In fact, let me also tell you, I hope you know that cheating is not only when you have sex with somebody. I hope you know, Sha. I hope you know. I hope you know that cheating is also when you are... Should I shake this table? There's somebody you'll be enjoying his or her conversations. You know, there's a particular person you'll be looking... Whose conversation you'll be looking forward to. And that person, you know that person is not your wife, that person is not your husband. But once that person's call enters your phone, try, your day has been made. And the person's text enters your phone, you say, oh no, the person is my person, he's my person. Oh, God. You have started cheating, though. It has started, though. So, yeah, that's one of the fears, infidelity. Loneliness in relationships. You can be in a relationship and still be lonely, right? I hope you know. Okay, let's not talk about that for too long. Rejection. Everybody has that fear of rejection, even though men have been able to master that somehow, because you walk on the road, you meet someone today, hey, how are you doing, and then the girl gives you one better Ella, one hot one. That's what I mean. But rejection is a major fear. And then betrayal is another fear. Vulnerability in relationship, one of the things you need to do is to be vulnerable with your partner. But as important as that factor is, that also is a major fear, because you don't want to become vulnerable with someone and then you end up getting hurt in the process. So vulnerability, in as much as it is seen as a strength, it is also a weakness. It is a major fear in relationships. Abandonment. We already know what abandonment is. We have people who have abandonment issues and all of that. It's a major fear in relationships. Fear of being used. This one is important. This one is strong. Unreciprocated feelings or actions, or unreciprocated feelings and actions. This one is so important, because there's nothing as bad as giving let me use the current language. Giving a particular energy out there and then not receiving the same or even higher energy in return. So that's a major fear, unreciprocated feelings or actions. And then fear of losing independence. Fear of losing independence. There are some people who have become so single that they don't know what it means to be in a relationship anymore. So that when they find themselves in a relationship, it is hard to give up that independence, that being alone. So that's a fear when it comes to love. So this episode wraps up at this point, but we are coming back with a follow-up episode on this same topic where we'll be tackling these issues and seeing how best to solve them. I am hoping to have a guest here on my next episode. I'm working towards it and I'm anticipating, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping that it works out. Guys, pray with me, pray for me that it works out with that guest I'm trying to land on the show. He has been here before, but I'm looking forward to having him again. He's my friend, he's my brother, he's my guy, and I'm anticipating that highly. But we're going to be back, and when we come back, for those of you who are going to send in your concerns, your questions, or your suggestions, your inputs, we're going to also feature them on the show. And then we're also going to be looking at how best to handle some of these issues in relationships and how we can become better. But before I go, I want to say something real quick. You are not too small for love, and genuine love is not foreign. And in saying that, I mean that you listening who think that true love does not that you don't deserve true love, I am here to tell you that you actually deserve much more than even true love. You deserve everything that comes with true love. For the ladies, you deserve a man who is going to give himself totally and wholly to you and love you with everything in him. And for the guys who have almost given up on the issue on everything, relationships and all, you deserve. I'm saying deserve because I don't want you to think that you can actually now decide to settle. No, you deserve it, and it is going to come to you. All you need to do is this: work on yourself, focus on being a better person. Because it is in the process of being a great person that a greater person will come to you. I am not saying this as a prophet, but I'm just saying it as a matter of principle, that I believe that that's how life works. If I work on myself, if I raise the quality of life that I live, it will impact on the quality of people who will come into my life. And that's how I believe that life is. And so, I pray, I hope that true love finds you. And when it finds you, it meets you ready. It meets you whole. It meets you healed. So that you don't become a project for the person that comes into your life. I'm going to stop here. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And I'm looking forward to coming to you again on the next episode. Until I come your way, peace. I'm sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.